What happens to the Christians caught up in today's current events? For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dot Morris, and this is Mission Network News, service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're answering that question in today's broadcast with headlines from South Asia, Greece, and the U.S. Red flags are going up in India.
We are on the brink of potential greater persecution for the church there.
Open Doors' Emily Fuentes says a new wave of ultranationalism is putting Christians at risk. Many people think being Indian means being Hindu, so Christians are seen as being against Mother India.
We're seeing a general shift with the leadership, not giving as much freedoms to Christians. Recently, there's been societal pressures, too, as a result of the government being more in line with Hindu extremism. Society has been very against Christians sharing their faith.
Now that you know, what will you do? Prayer is the first and most important response. And secondly, you can send help through Open Doors.
We work through the delivery of Christian resources, especially Bibles, and the training to stand strong in the storm of persecution.
Our 5 years of austerity measures and now the never-ending flow of refugees going to break Greece? That's the question many are asking today as the EU applies even more pressure.
European countries have been overwhelmed by the refugee inflow, so they are trying to prevent more refugees from coming in.
AMG International's Tassos Ioannidis says Greece is running out of options.
The government is in a very tough spot. You throw on top of that the refugee crisis, which started really last year to the degree that we see today. They have come through Greece in massive numbers in 2015.
Part of Greece's crumbling infrastructure includes healthcare. At her website, you can donate to help AMG offer medical care to the hurt and sick and the love of Christ to the lost. Your prayers are also appreciated for AMG and for Greek officials who are working to avoid economic collapse. Greece's financial struggles aren't stopping refugees from passing through to reach the European Union. But reaching the EU isn't always a possibility. Al Goff with Global Aid Network.
In Athens, they start getting processed as refugees or migrants to determine what their nationality is. Do they have papers that prove that? Many are arriving with no passport, no papers that would identify who they are and verify their claims.
But why are so many people arriving without papers?
The reason they don't have papers is, very frankly, because they fled with their life. And if they had papers, they were stolen. And even then, they're passing through checkpoints where everything is taken away from them. We've even met people whose gold teeth were pulled out of their head before they walked out.
GAIN works to provide basic needs for refugees traveling through Greece, all the while sharing Christ's transforming love through the gospel. But GAIN could use your help. Learn how you can volunteer or pray by visiting missionnews.org. And if you were trying to save one of these refugees, would you sit down to tell them a story? It's not as crazy as you might think. Living Water International believes that life-saving information can be told through stories. Orality, sharing the gospel by mouth, is an ancient method still effective today to share about the life found in following Jesus. Living Water's Jerry Wiles.
We say you don't have to be a great storyteller because we have great stories to tell. So when we tell the stories, the true stories from the Word of God, the Holy Spirit speaks to people's hearts and brings understanding and application and significant change.
And orality isn't just for overseas missionaries. You can use it wherever you are. Starting next week, Living Water is offering training workshops to the public. Come learn more about orality at missionnews.org. We'll post the links for you to get signed up. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. What does it mean to be a child of God? Set Free Ministries is offering the booklet Who I Am in Christ as a resource to help you better understand your identity. It's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dot Morris.